Secretary of State Colin Powell persuaded many doubters this week that Iraq is out to deceive and thwart the work of UN arms inspectors. Washington says that behavior justifies war. Other countries, France for one, say Iraqi actions justify tougher arms inspections. Well, could arms inspections, given more time, more resources, actually disarm Iraq? We're going to put that question out to Joseph Cirincione, who is senior associate at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. First, the big question. Are you confident that if arms inspections were done right, they could result in the total disarmament of Iraq?
They have a very good chance of disarming Iraq. They've only just begun. The inspectors have only been there for 60 days. They've just started using helicopter flights only in the last few weeks. And the overhead surveillance and other high-tech gear hasn't been employed yet. We really haven't had enough time to know whether they can succeed or fail.
If 60 days is just the beginning, how long would you have to take before you knew if they could succeed or fail?
Almost all the estimates before the inspection process began estimated it would take about a year, and that seems right to me, particularly if we now ramp up and produce more robust inspections than we've been doing so far.
Part of the delay, though, for example, about aerial surveillance, has been Iraq's objections to U-2 flights over Iraq.
Well, this has been one of the mistakes the inspectors have made. This is not negotiable. One of the first steps to do is get those U-2 flying. They are an invaluable surveillance tool and can produce the kinds of photographs and information that the Secretary presented to the Security Council.
Let's say, though, that the kind of photographs that we saw at the United Nations that Secretary Powell displayed are accurate and suggest what has been happening and what would continue to happen. That is, just before the inspections, things are carried away in trucks. What do the U-2s add to that? Do we actually get pictures of the trucks driving away from the site?
Well, the Secretary's photos showed us two very important things. One, that Saddam is trying to deceive the inspectors, and two, that we can see him doing it. So now we have to link that information up with the resources to stop that interference or eliminate those assets. So if with U-2s, with other surveillance, with the technological means that the United States has, we can get that kind of information and declare no-fly, no-drive zones, a power given to us by the UN resolution, to make sure that no activities remove materials from any suspect sites. And if there's a violation of that activity, I think the inspectors should have the authority to call for military force to take out those assets. It'd be much better to destroy those assets on the ground than to risk them being hidden by Saddam's techniques.
Isn't that another way of saying that you would be prepared to see a conflict in Iraq, but not with the kind of strength that the Bush administration is proposing? Not with the massive force. You would be prepared to engage the Iraqis, but with very weak force.
Well, be prepared to use the force necessary to disarm Saddam. Obviously, if Iraq cooperated, we wouldn't need any force at all. But they are not cooperating. So now we have to see if we can, by judicious use of force, compel the amount of cooperation that we need or take out the assets that he's trying to hide. This is not without risk. Could be mistakes made in this. We could hit the wrong targets. There will be cost to this. It's just that these costs, these risks, pale in comparison to an all-out war. People act as if the problems with inspections are so difficult that we just have to go to war, and if we just push a button, we'll go to war. But that's not what happens. Thousands of people are going to die in a war. It has incalculable political and diplomatic risks for the United States. Surely it's worth exploring some intermediate steps that could still get the job done. And if they fail, we still have, as a truly last resort, an all-out invasion and occupation of Iraq.
Joseph Cirincione, thank you very much for talking to
me. My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Mr. Cirincione is senior associate at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.